2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us, so that the word of the Lord may run its course and be glorified. As also with you, and that we may be delivered from perverse and wicked men, for not all have the faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from evil. And we trust in the Lord concerning you, that you do and will do the things that we charge you with. Now may the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to patience in waiting for Christ. And we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you shun every brother who behaves in a disorderly way, and not according to the tradition which they received from us. For you yourselves know how it is necessary to imitate us, because we did not behave in a disorderly way among you. And we did not eat bread from anyone without payment, but we worked night and day with toil and hard work, so as not to be a burden to any of you. Not that we don't have authority, but so that we make ourselves an example to you, for you to imitate us. For indeed, when we were with you, we commanded you this, that if anyone was unwilling to work, that he should not eat either. For we hear that some behave in a disorderly way among you, not doing any work, but fussing around. And we command such and exhort them through our Lord Jesus Christ, that they work quietly and eat their own bread. But you, brothers, do not lose heart in doing good. And if anyone does not obey our injunction through the epistle, take note of him and do not associate with him, so that he may be ashamed. Yet do not consider him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. And may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. The greeting of Paul by my own hand, which is a sign in every epistle, I write like this. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.